were implicated, lawyer Peter Harris.
The educators get to the stretcher exercise late, so they don't know whether there have been any safety instructions, if any, and what was said. Now, what's taking place in the water is this. Most of these rafts disintegrate. None of the buoys are pulled out at the point which they should be pulled out. They're all swept downriver. The fact that the educators got down there once 80% of the groups had already proceeded down the river and then stood and let the other two come by without stopping the exercise when it was clearly dangerous, we find to be in breach of their obligations of the duty of care in loco parentis, and we find them to be negligent, if not reckless.
COSATU have warned that failure to get Eskom out of its current debt trap could have dire consequences for the entire economy. It says if Eskom failed, companies listed on the JSE would follow suit, and so would the entire economy. The Trade Union Federation's parliamentary coordinator, Matthew Parks, was briefing the Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises yesterday.
We're also looking at having the PIC becoming an equity partner in Eskom. The PIC is a state-owned entity. If it can be an equity partner in Eskom, it gives it a seat on the Eskom board at the table. It can then enforce Eskom to restructure, to clean up its act, to deal with the corruption, the wasteful expenditure, etc.
Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula is expected to present a PRASA program this morning to recover and get the Cape Town Metro Rail Central Line back in operation. The Central Line, which is the busiest, has been non-operational since November due to arson and vandalism of essential infrastructure. Train ticket sales indicate that the Central Line offers services to over 20,000 commuters per day in areas like Langa, Inyanga, Khayelitsha and Mitchell's Plain. Health Minister Zweli Mkhize has criticized the growing problem of what he says is fake news regarding the coronavirus. Mkhize says there's been a worrying trend of misleading incorrect information on social media about the alleged presence of the virus in the country.
We must look at what comes out on Twitter. Can we, for example, for once just mount a campaign amongst ourselves as members of parliament? Mount a campaign where we actually try and dispel fake news. That's for the sake of South Africa. We just take one stance, all of us, and say we want to deal with this issue of fake news.
Recapping your top story at 6, details surrounding the circumstances that led to the death of Enoch Mpianzi have been released. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
And a very good morning to you from 5FM HQ here in Johannesburg City. The big city, the big traffic. What's happening, Mama Bear?
All right, it's not looking too bad at the moment. Khayelitsha for you, just the N2 inbound. It's slow-moving traffic at the R300 interchange. I have learned that apparently traffic to Sandton gets quite heavy around 6:30 all the way through. So if you are driving through there, please take it nice and easy. You can give me a heads up if you're on the roads. It's 082-550-5151.